the lack of contraceptive and also the culture. The culture is not favor for use of contraceptive.
When you say the culture, is it wrong in the Burkinabe society for women to use contraceptive?
Yes, the woman and the man, the religion and the culture is not favor for the use of contraceptive. This is the second reason. The other reason is that since the fact that the HIV appear in the country, many programs are addressed to that disease.
Ibrahim, what is the effect on the Burkinabe women, these unintended pregnancies?
The women, the young girls, because of unwanted pregnancy, they are not able to continue their studies.
Does this affect married women also?
Yes, it affects married women. Because married women, when there are many children, they are not able to do economic activities.
You talk about contraceptive. What does it take to end this unintended pregnancy? What should be done?
What we have to do here is to allow more money for contraceptive and also to encourage sensibilization, sensibilize women and men, to educate them, to make them accept and use contraceptive.
As you know, Ibrahim, Burkina Faso is one of the poorest countries in Africa. Do you think the government should spend a huge sum of money to invest in contraceptive?
Yes, the government is doing its best because now in the government budget, the government has put money for buying contraceptive, but is not citizens.
What can your organization do to educate the people in Burkina Faso that it is okay to use contraceptive?
In Burkina Faso, my organization works in rural areas. What we do is to educate them and make contraceptive available for them. But we are limited because money is not enough to give satisfaction to the needs of all those people.
The high rate of pregnancy you talk about, is it higher in the rural areas or is it higher in the cities?
It's more higher in rural than in cities. In rural, the average is around 6 children by women. But in town, the average is around 3 or 4.